When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 29 of Dare to Be. Today's devotional is titled Multi-Level Idolatry. Philip Graham Ryken once wrote, "To identify your own idols, ask questions like these. What things take the place of God in my life? Where do I find my significance and my confidence? What things make me really angry?" Anger usually erupts when an idol gets knocked off the shelf. Today's text is from Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its breadth 6 cubits. He set it up on the plain of Jura in the province of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar sent to gather the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had stood up. And the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to all fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, as soon as all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Daniel chapter 3 begins with a plan concocted by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. The king built a gold statue 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide and set it up in the Jura Plain. He ordered everyone to bow down to this idol of gold. To understand the upcoming decision that the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, will face, we must study the scene behind the story. James Montgomery Boyce shares the following insight. In order to understand the reason for Nebuchadnezzar's building this statue, we have to go back to the previous chapter in which he had dreamed of a statue, the head of which was of gold, the breast and arms of silver, the middle portion of bronze, the legs of iron, and the feet and toes of iron mixed with baked clay. As Daniel interpreted the dream, the head represented the glorious kingdom of Babylon, the silver, a less glorious but stronger kingdom, that of the Medes and Persians, that would follow Nebuchadnezzar's, the brass, a still less glorious but stronger kingdom, that of the Greeks, and the iron, the strongest, but most basic kingdom of all, that of Rome. At the end of this history, a rock representing Christ would strike the world's kingdoms, destroy them, and then grow to fill the whole earth. As we read this interpretation, it does not seem to be at all threatening. kingdoms do succeed other kingdoms, and we believe the kingdom of Christ will surpass them all. But this is not the way Nebuchadnezzar must have seen it. After Daniel had revealed the dream and its meaning to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar praised Daniel's God, saying, "Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery." That's from Daniel chapter 2, verse 47. But when he got to thinking about it, Nebuchadnezzar was not at all pleased. He must have said to himself, "Wouldn't it be nice if more of that statue were gold than just the head? The head represents me, and I'm glad that I'm the head and not a toe, for example. But it would be really nice if I were not just the head, but the whole statue. Why shouldn't this great Babylon that I have built last forever? Why should my kingdom be succeeded by other kingdoms?" So Nebuchadnezzar built a statue that represented his will for the future. It was all of gold. In this way, he defied God and said, in effect, "I will not allow the God of Daniel to set my kingdom aside. My rule will endure." We begin to understand that this is another chapter in what is the theme of Daniel. Whose God is God? Who rules history? It is why this matter of bowing down to the statue was more than just a question of bowing down or not bowing down to an idol, though it certainly was that. It was a matter of bowing before the will or rebelling against the will of God. Thus, at the center of this statue is King Nebuchadnezzar's defiance against Almighty God. John Walvoord provides this additional detail. "At the sound of the music, all those gathered were to fall prostrate to the ground and give homage to the golden image. This has been taken by some to prove that the image was a deity or an idol. But the purpose of this event was most likely to reaffirm loyalty to Nebuchadnezzar and honor the greatness of his kingdom. That is why the refusal of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to fall before the golden image was, to the king, an act of high treason. Because the purpose of this event was primarily governmental and political, rather than religious." So not only is the statue an idol and a public rebellion against God, but it is also a political ploy that seeks to garner allegiance to Babylon, Israel's arch enemy. Some questions to consider. How is idol worship deeper than just bowing down to a god that isn't even real? Why is standing up to those who defy God important in our day and time? And finally, in what ways is pride behind any form of worship that doesn't exalt God? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.